Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 18th day of June. Prepper tip of the day is to check your water storage. Make sure that the water you've stored is in good condition and can be consumed, and that you've got all the water you need. That's something that's very, very foundational and not optional, is to have at least 2 gallons of water per person per day for the period of time you think you'll need water for. And that's that's very, very minimal, two gallons of water per person per day. This is Firearms Monday. If you have a question or comment, anything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, firearms legislation, the gun culture, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Our guest every Monday on Firearms Monday is Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, thank you for the summary on the OOPS kit. It's something that almost no gun owners do, is to stock and inventory ahead of time spare parts, do they?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. In fact, quite honest with you, and I was numbered in this crew for several years, only time you ever realize it, you knew it's when it's broke. And if you're got a good, reliable gunsmith in your locality, ladies and gentlemen, I always stress, you know, if you've got a competent gunsmith or a favorite gun store, patronize them first. If they can't help you, then by all means, give us a shout. But it's the small mom-and-pop gun shops and everything that built America. And so I always, you know, stress, you know, use your local guys first, and then if they can't help you, give us a holler, and we will definitely do what we can to take care of you. But Absolutely. Go down to your local gun shop and get a cup of coffee, sit down with the gunsmith and say, hey, this is my Glock 20 and everything. It's a good idea to have a extra firing pin and firing pin spring for it. they're rare items and might could get lost sometime.
You mean, Jimmy, even a Glock, even the parts on a Glock can break? Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, yeah. Come on, John. We all know that. But the one thing I must say about Glock, I don't like Glocks, ladies and gentlemen, and it's simply, it's a me thing. They don't fit my hand real good. I tend to shoot 10 feet in front of my feet with them. It's the grip angle for me. But Glock, when they developed the polymer and everything to build the guns out of, they are the king of polymer. You've got to admit that. But the thing is, when the other companies and manufacturers started developing polymer frames, I've got the hiccups now, John, excuse me, and started running into problems, they asked Glock engineers, hey, could we talk to you for a minute? We got a problem. The Glock engineers had every right in the world to look at them and go, figure it out yourself, but they didn't. Glock had made the mistakes. They had found the right formulations. They had acid tested, proved, beat them up, everything. And you see where Glock is today, ladies and gentlemen. But their information. And that's how come we have all of these new platforms out there with polymer frames, polymer slides, and all this neat stuff. Because Glock shared their information. I give them that. They did very, very well. However, another thing on polymer, don't ever think it don't break. Believe me, you can. It's plastic. Anything that can be built can be broken, ladies and gentlemen. Ask some of my old friends. They'll tell you I can prove it. But just having the spare parts available. And in that same aspect, ladies and gentlemen, this is a favorite subject of John and mine. If you're looking at, I agree with John, for every semi-automatic or magazine-fed weapon that you own, you should have 10 magazines for that weapon. And I don't mean if you and your wife both have matching 1911s that you have 10 1911 magazines. No, you should have 20. Each of you should have 10. If you're going with aftermarket magazines and you're getting ready to order them, do not order all of them at one time. Order one and make sure that it functions with your particular platform, whether it be a handgun or a rifle, because different manufacturers have different formulations and different tolerances. And I have found more than once that 1911 magazines are a little bit too snug in 1911 frame only because of the way the manufacturer made them. And your magazines, whenever you check them, you order a new one in, say you're going to get a new thermal mold for your AR. You order one magazine, you install it empty, and you hit your magazine release and see if it'll drop out. If it doesn't easily drop out, or you have to physically remove it, start adding ammunition to it and find out how full it's got to be able to hit the release and it just drop out. If it will only drop out with a full magazine of ammunition, you need another type of mag. Because the last thing you want to do, especially if you're running competition or you're in training, is to hit your mag release, the mag not fall out, and now you've got to add a second or third step to your normal smooth routine of physically removing a magazine and reinserting a magazine and getting back into the running for whatever it is you're doing.
Well, let me jump right in here, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
The men and women involved in competition with handguns, combat competition, they install padded weights on the bottom of their magazines to assist in making sure they drop a drop clear the way they should. Even if you don't want to add the weights, I would put pads on the bottom of the magazine, which you can super glue. You can make your own rubber pads and super glue them on the bottom of your magazine so that when they hit the ground and hit a rock, they're less likely to be damaged.
Yes, sir. That if you ever have a magazine, ladies and gentlemen, that runs in, say, well, we're going to have to limit this, not polymer magazines, but steel magazines. So let's say you're 1911. You've got a mag that you've run on it for years. Maybe it was one of the original ones that it came with. And then all of a sudden, you're out there just enjoying yourself. You and the family are out on a day shooting, and you fire four rounds, and all of a sudden it goes click. And you look inside, and it didn't, you know, you clear it and check it and everything else, and it didn't pick up a round. And you look very closely at the magazine, and you notice that the next round is not all the way up against the lips of the magazine to be picked up. Immediately look that over, ladies and gentlemen, for a tiny dent in the side of it. Because more than likely what happened is that the follower is hitting that and not keeping the spring tension on it, lifting your ammunition. Now, this will happen to any kind of steel magazine. And another aspect on steel magazines in particular is that they do have to be lubed. You cannot just keep running a steel magazine for the entire life of the gun without cleaning and lubing. So most everyone that's listened to the show for more than a week know that I am a very big fan of Frog Lube products. And their grease that they produce, I buy it by the tub. And about once a year, I'll take all my magazines and be gun specific. I will start with one and disassemble the magazine. By that, ladies and gentlemen, I take the base plate off, take the spring follower out of it, and then once I've got all of them torn down, I take a tub of very, 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 very hot water with about 2 tablespoons of Dawn dishwashing detergent in it, and I drop all the components into that. Let them set for about 20, 30 minutes, and for most magazines, I've found a brush designed for a baby bottle works best. But I'll take the magazines out. I'll take and scrub the insides and outsides of them with the brush. That ensures that you get down into the corners of them. And I'll take and run the brush over the springs and the followers and all of that. And then immediately, once those are all cleaned, hot, hot, hot water again, and rinse them all off, and then I'll set them out in the sun and let them bake and dry. Ladies and gentlemen, it is better to do it that way than just use a rag, because a rag will leave moisture in the pores and in the cracks and the crevices of these magazines. If you put them out in the sun and let them get nice and hot, it'll bake everything out of them, and you won't have a rust problem. So once that's all done, then I take one rag and get a little bit of the Frog Lube grease on it. Just a little bit. And rub it around on the inside of that mag. Wipe it down the spring a little bit and the follower and reassemble them. Now that one rag, once I get started, after about 2 or 3 magazines, I don't ever have to put any more Frog Lube on it again. I've got enough just to put a very thin coat on the inside of those magazines and make sure that you lube them both ways, from the top and the bottom. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll do that at least once a year, you'll eliminate mag problems probably 99.995% of the time. And I have yet to ask a customer or even some of my friends when the last time cleaned their mags and get a positive answer. People just don't do it. They don't ever think about it. So make it a point. pick a day, make it an anniversary deal or whatever, Labor Day weekend, or if your hunting seasons and everything start in September, then make it September the 1st routine that you clean all your mags. And next year when it comes around, you do it again. And you won't have these problems that some people do out in the field. They get a chance of that once-in-a-lifetime buck, and because of buck fever and where they're shooting and not having proper steady hole factors and everything, they miss, and they work the bolt and get jack another round in, and because the magazine was dirty and it didn't work right, they pulled the trigger on an empty chamber, and their once-in-a-lifetime buck walks off snickering at them. Very embarrassing.
I'm sure it is, but it happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. It seriously does. And it just goes back to, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't think about it. So just one of those things. When was the last time you checked your mags, John?
Oh, it's been a while. I don't do it as frequently as I probably should.
That's what I'm saying. Out here, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have grass. We got dirt. It's just one of the things about New Mexico. And when the wind blows, you got dirt. And I can guarantee you right now, if you pick up any magazine that I own, and I don't care if it's in a case, it's in one of the lock boxes, it's one of the ones in the shop that I use for running and checking weapons, you're going to find them dirty. It's just the way New Mexico is. So I wasn't picking on John, ladies and gentlemen, because I knew my answer was going to be the same as his answer. Haven't done it enough. So just another thing to keep in mind. Let's keep our stuff clean and serviceable, I guess would be the way to say it. Right, John?
That's right. That's right.
Bottom of the last hour and everything, I was talking about we were going to get into something on training. And I read an absolutely marvelous write-up this weekend on a newsletter I get. And in it, the author addressed the three aspects of survival mindset with a gun. Be a handgun, be it a rifle, no matter what, there are three components that lead to your survivability. And two of them, every single one of us are very, very familiar with. And that is skill and practice. The only way to develop skill is through practice. The only way to practice is to set a goal, to fine-tune something and work on a particular, let's say, trigger pull, sight alignment, steady hole factor, whatever it is. Excellent practice is to train on a goal and make that particular goal better. And in this article, the way the guy laid everything out, there's one aspect of it that no one thinks about, John. Now, you think about it because of your training. I think about it because of my training. And the fun part is neither one of us think about it at all. But it's called the combat mindset. Ladies and gentlemen, I dare say that I'm going to go out on a limb. No one in our listening audience has taken the life of another individual with a handgun or a rifle intentionally defending themselves or even in a fit of anger. I don't think anyone out there has ever done it. But we always practice and train, those of us in the gun culture, to get ready for a break coming up.
Yep, we have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Monday, the 18th day of June. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment regarding anything to do with the gun culture, rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, legislation, give us a call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling. He's our regular Monday morning guest, and he is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. We were talking about self-defense and everything, and protecting our family and all. The one thing that no one thinks about is the simple fact that we carry and we are will and we practice and we role play and do everything that we can to make ourselves a better shot and more productive with a handgun. It comes down that in the end, the whole purpose that we're training for is to take a life. Now, the reasoning behind taking that life is because that individual has violated every rule of common decency in attacking you, attacking your daughter, attacking your wife, attacking a complete stranger in a parking lot, attacking your neighbor. Whatever it is, you have one individual intent on severe bodily harm to another individual, be it yourself or someone else, and they are such a mindset that the only way to stop them is to inflict great bodily harm. And I was really surprised because I finally found a written definition of a combat mindset. And I want to share this with everybody because I've never heard it put quite this way, but it's the perfect way to put it. A combat mindset is best described as the mental willingness to inflict incapacitating damage to your opponent through overwhelming violence with no regard to your opponent's well-being. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what we are practicing for. We don't do it with joy. We don't do it because we're Mr. Badass, Miss Badass, whatever. We're doing it for one purpose and one purpose only, to keep ourselves, our family, or some other individual alive. Think about that. Now, how do we train for that? You cannot train for that. And that is probably the best thing about it, because if we ever sit down in a life or death situation and thought about what we were going to do, or think about what we had to do, I mean, this guy's already stabbed your brother-in-law twice, and he's raising the knife again, and he's going to make the kill shot. And you're standing there debating on, well, am I going to hurt him real bad if I shoot him here or there? Should I try to shoot the knife out of his hand? Whatever. No, we train so that the only thing that we see when we pull up and draw down on the target is the front sight. We don't think about anything else. And the reason I'm bringing this up, ladies and gentlemen, it's not to prepare you for that day when you do that and what you're going to do doing it. I'm preparing you, or at least giving you some insight. After the round has left the chamber and the bad guy is laying on the ground, immediately when that happens, your body, your brain is going to go into so many emotions and everything. Most people are going to throw up. They're going to cry. They'll sit down, be total shock. Any one of those emotions or reactions, and probably hundreds of thousands of others, are going to manifest themselves. And the only way that you can prepare yourself for this, ladies and gentlemen, in the slightest form, is to understand that if you do take a life, the very first thing that you do, once you are positive that the threat is down for good, just because they hit the ground doesn't mean it's over, ladies and gentlemen. They may just be stunned. You've got to keep an eye on everything. But what I'm saying is, when that point in time does come that we have to do that, the best advice I can give anybody is, once it's all over, the very first thing to do is to sit down and pray and thank God that you're alive. Because that means that God's still got some work for you to do somewhere.
Well, there's quite a bit more than that, Jimmy. And
I'm just trying to give a reader's digest to it, because this article was so in-depth, if I got into it, I'd lose myself along with everybody else.
I understand. We got a caller on hold here. Well, let's take our caller. Let's take our caller. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jerry.
Jimmy. Regress a little bit on this. The court cases where people are found guilty. Here in Texas, and I'm under the assumption, and of course you know what that spells out, I assume, a jury can have a jury nullification where they can actually,
yes, sir,
if they agree on charges, they can nullify what the grand jury, the district attorney, and the judge have instructed them and say it's not worth their time. And they do not believe that any of the charges brought against that individual is valid.
Hold that,
right?
Hold that thought.
Hang on,
we have a break.
Hang on, gentlemen,
we have a break. Top, bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a project, and it is our project. One human being cannot possibly look at, the hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the past 60 years, but dozens of us can look at many of these hundreds of thousands of hours and find the images of continents with new coastlines, different coastlines, in television shows and movies the past 60-plus years. We have a fascinating list of those images you can look at anytime you want on my website at thelibertyman.com, and we're looking to add to them. If you find one yourself, an image of a continent with new coastlines, different coastlines, in a television show or a movie, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs as a thank you. It's a fun project. Let's move forward with it. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Marvelous healing devices. Are you suffering from arthritis? What are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. You have joint pain, back pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. The factory-made fitted mattress pads, pretty much everybody these days is getting their mattress pad right at the get-go. They're very comfortable, and they spread that signal out all over your body as you sleep every night, 8 hours. Only $285 shipping included for the energy cleaner. Mattress pads vary in price, of course, depending on the size. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. Everything's right there at my website where you can make your purchase using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. And we've got holding on line here, Jerry in Texas. Let's wrap up your comments here, Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, hello.
Go ahead. I hear you.
Okay. That's basically all I had to say is this jury notification. I wasn't aware of it for many, many years. But the jury can nullify the charges brought against the individual if they think that it was justifiable cause for self-defense or what this individual has done with citizen's arrest. It's an amazing ability there. But anyway, that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, Jerry. We appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good week.
Yes, sir. There's a group called the Fully Informed Jury Association. Their acronym is FIJA, F-I-J-A, Foxtrot India Juno Alpha. They make it their business to inform as many people as they can. One of the attorneys I worked for, he was a very big supporter of FIJA, and I'd support FIJA as well. If you do support FIJA, be sure you don't mention that when you're being picked for a jury, or you will not be on the jury. So.
Oh yeah. In a heartbeat, Don.
Okay. You have any follow up, Jimmy?
Sorry, John. I didn't. No. He's got it right. I've been. In fact, we keep the fully informed jury, ladies and gentlemen, produce a pocket constitution that in the first part of it and everything, it goes through and explains everything about the jury, the purpose of the jury, the reason the jury was set up the way it was set up in the United States, and the benefits and pitfalls of the jury. And I was trying to think if I had their webpage up. If not, I'll find it, get it to Tim, and we'll put a link over at our webpage. But, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to using lethal force, there are a lot of things that you can read, and a lot of things that will give you insight as to what could happen, but everybody is going to react differently. Well, the point I'm trying to make today, ladies and gentlemen, is if and when that time comes, you're going to have a range of emotions that's going to run through your body. And the first thing you're going to want to do is talk. The only bad thing about that is who you're talking to. When the police get there, don't talk. Give them your name. Tell them what happened. Here's my gun. I'm going to call my attorney. Whatever. But the one thing that you do not want to do is start telling them everything that happened. Because remember that one part in the Miranda rights. Everything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. And I misspoke. I was rattled. I was still scared. None of those are defense when you're in court. What you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. They tell you that. And they don't say maybe. They don't say might. It says will. And the whole purpose I was bringing up on this, going through the definition and everything, you're going to experience something. Now, if you don't have firearms insurance, if you go over to our webpage, DesertEagleShooters.com, right there at the very top, there is a link that you can click on to go over to Second Call Defense and look at it. I highly recommend that you invest. I mean, it is so dirt cheap. For a single individual, it's like $15 a month. And that covers all your legal fees. It covers expert witnesses if you need them. You've got bail money immediately because more than likely they're going to haul you in. And if you can't get out of jail, then especially if it's a Friday evening, you're going to be stuck there until Monday morning or later. And at the price of it, well, it's like for Teresa and myself. To cover the family plan, and we've got the middle of the ground one, insurance on that. It costs us $20 a month. And we've got the assurance of knowing that if and when something like this happens, I make the first call to 911, tell them where I'm at and everything, what's going on. And then the second call is to my attorney. Because you've got the attorney on the phone with you, and the police arrive, you're standing there, and you give them your name, you give them your information and everything, and they want to start asking you questions. All you do is say, here, please, speak to my attorney. The moment they touch that phone, they cannot ask you another single question. And your attorney is going to explain to them, excuse me, my client is, you know, very upset right now and everything. Give us a little bit of time to, you know, to gather our composure. And we will more than gladly, you know, come down and sit at the police station and explain everything that happened. Is my client under arrest? Yes or no? If no, then you need to sit down in your car or whatever. And again, don't say a word to law enforcement. The biggest problem is any, and John, I'll let you expound on this a little bit. But
okay.
In any court proceedings of any kind, the very, very worst enemy that a defendant has is himself, correct?
The majority of people in prison nationwide are there because of words that came out of their mouth. I've been investigating crime since 1973, hundreds, well, possibly thousands of criminal matters. Okay, let's begin from the beginning. First of all, you at the end of an event where you've used deadly force to defend innocent human life, and once the police arrive, you give them your biographical information, your name, your date of birth, where you live, telephone, those things. And then you do the following. You tell the police officers, my attorney won't let me talk to you. I would like to cooperate and talk with you gentlemen, but my attorney won't let me. Here's his name and telephone number. Once my attorney is with me and we're in his presence, I would be glad to cooperate with you and discuss everything that happened. In the meantime, my lawyer won't let me talk to you. You take the burden off yourself and put the burden on the attorney. Now, this is what, quite frankly, what a police officer would tell his wife to do or any of his children to do if they find themselves in a similar situation. They're trained in the police academy to respect the citizen's right to remain silent and not make any statements until their attorney is present, physically present in the room. That's how it's done. That's how it should be done in order to protect your rights and make sure that everything goes the way it should go. Oh, I got the website for Fiji, by the way. It's Fiji.org. That's Foxtrot India Juno Alpha. Fiji.org is their website.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. We had one of the guys just showed up here, Tree, had to go get Teresa while you were talking there so she can go out and sign some paperwork for us. Got distracted for a moment. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but that's live radio. And, the thing I'm trying to bring forward, ladies and gentlemen, is, and we almost always have a few new people contact Second Call Defense at the gun shows and everything because they never think about what happens after they have to do this. And at the cost of this, I mean, you read every day. I was looking at an article the other day. Gentleman's daughter, they had moved, gone to a new town, new school, and evidently, you know, attractive young lady, teenager, and one of the thugs in the school decided that she was going to be his new girlfriend, whether she wanted to or not. And the girl rejected him and everything, told him, no, I'm not. Well, on a Friday evening, they were at their home. Father hears a knock on the door, opens the door, and it's this thug standing there saying that he's picking his daughter up to take her out on a date. And the dad explained to him, excuse me, she's 15 years old. She doesn't date. I don't know you, and she's not going anywhere, and told him to please leave and close the door. Well, the kids did not leave. They started tearing up his front porch and everything, and the dad stepped out the front door again, but this time he had a shotgun, and that changed these young people's attitude quite a bit. But what they did was they ran to the car and called the police. Police show up, and the dad gets arrested for brandishing, and nothing happens to the kids when the daughter and the wife are standing right there telling the police what's going on. It's these kids' fault. They're the ones, well, sorry, dad's going to go to jail, and
what
now
jurisdiction?
Dad's in jail. It's,
what was the jurisdiction, if you know?
It was in Georgia that this happened, outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta
and,
suburb?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And so now the dad's in jail over the weekend. Wife and daughter are home alone. These kids know where they live. It's an absolute miracle that nothing happened to them over the weekend, but it didn't. Dad gets to Monday morning, gets arraigned, doesn't have the money for bail, loses a week of work practically because of all this stuff. And it comes down to the situation that if he would have had the insurance, he would have been out of jail Friday night. But more than likely, this would have never gone to anywhere because the attorneys would have knocked it down before it could, and quite possibly could have gotten charges placed against the thug that was trying to take his daughter out. We all know what his intention was. But John and I, we both respect the legal system. I will never, you will never hear me advocate anybody break the law for any reason. But we have a legal system right now that between lack of training in police officers, attorneys that want to make names for themselves, attorneys that are more politicians than they are upholders of the law, that every day we read about frivolous and stupid lawsuits and court cases and everything else that's going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's something that I just want you to consider. Go over to DesertEagleShooters.com, click on the Second Call Defense, and just take a look at what they offer. One thing about the insurance, John, is that, and I always find this a bit humorous, even though it's rather dark humor, the insurance policy that we have on there for the $20 a month even comes in and changes the carpet and paints the walls and gets all the blood stains up after it's all over with. So something to consider and something to think outside the box a little bit with, ladies and gentlemen, because most of us don't ever think about it at all. And we've done that. We've stopped the perpetrator, mall shooting, front porch, living room, bedroom, wherever it was. We know we're going to be going into court. We know we're going to need an attorney. So, in your concealed carry classes, John, how do you cover this aspect other than what not to say at the beginning?
My main focus is before the fact, proper use of deadly force. And we spend a lot of time, I spend a lot of time teaching my students when they may and when they may not use deadly force. That's where the rubber meets the road. Dealing with the consequences is something I don't dwell on too much. My main concern is that they do it right before the event, is over. The follow-up when the event is over with the police is something I don't dwell on a whole lot. I covered enough so that they know what they need to be doing and not doing. But proper use of deadly force is the main thing. And one of the things I emphasize is people cannot use deadly force to protect property. They can only use deadly force to protect human life. And exactly. if you just remember that one thing, and I use the example, I say if you, you know, most of my students are in the country, I tell them if you wake up at 2 a.m. and you see somebody stealing your ATV out of the barn, you can't lay that 30-06 out the kitchen window and blow them away. You'll end up in jail. As much as you would like to. So that's the emphasis, is proper use of deadly force with a follow-up as to what to do after the event is concluded and you're dealing with the police.
Excellent, yep. Do we have a break running in the background over there or something? I heard something behind you
on that.
We are in a break right now.
Corruption running rampant throughout our government. Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of June, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. We're down to the last 3 minutes here, Jimmy.
Yes, sir, it is. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us this week. Keep your training going. Don't ever stop. Practice your wall drills and everything in the evening before you go to bed or after your shower or whatever. Trigger control is where it all comes down to. That's the final rubber meets the road, as John said, for any kind of shooting malady. And, you know, we really enjoy doing this every week, ladies and gentlemen. If there's a subject, if there's a topic that you would like us to cover, or if you've got a question that you'd like us to deal with, drop us an email at the JIMI@hdc-nm.com, or you can text me at 575-513-2842, and give us your question or your comment and everything on it, and we will endeavor to get it up and get it on one of the upcoming shows and everything, and we'll address it directly. Book I was thinking of earlier, John, when my brain quit, is by Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. And he's got a couple of different books out there on combat, and it discusses the mindset and everything on the training and what happens in the end. So, and he's got a very good way of explaining things to the point that people can understand it.
He does. So I've talked to Colonel Grossman on the phone. I was looking for him to possibly be an expert witness in one of the murder cases I was working on. He's a brilliant man. He's done some great work.
Yeah. And if ladies and gentlemen, if you want to understand a little bit more about your brain and how it will react in a shooting incident, or even in a combat, if you've got someone that's going into the military and they're going into a combat role, I would recommend giving them the book to read, you know, to prep them. Because I guarantee you, a kid from farmland Kentucky doesn't know what he's expecting when he actually gets into a firefight the very first time. So the author's name is Lieutenant Colonel Grossman. He's got, I think, three or four excellent, excellent books out there. And look them up on Amazon. Makes a great gift for someone in that section, but also it makes a great education for ourselves. About that time of Monday morning, John.
So it is.
Tell Dr. Moore that we said hello, and she's in our prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, remember Tim and Lori. They're kind of in the same boat as the rest of us are. And most of all, ladies and gentlemen, pray for our president. The man needs all the help he can get, because I don't think he's got a single friend other than his family in Washington, D.C.
Well, Colonel Grossman has authored 8 books, 4 nonfiction and 4 fiction.
Never read one of his fiction books. I have to look and see what he offers.
On Killing is his basic work that deals with the psychological effects of men and women who've been involved in combat and had to take other people's lives. Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimmy, thank you.
John.
Appreciate it.
Have a great week.
Be back next Monday. Thank you, sir. All right, that's
we'll
it for the day.
Here.
Yes, sir. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle